Hello and welcome back to another episode of New Girl Recap with your host Sasha, and today I would like to talk about episode 15. It's called Injured, and it's about when Nick gets injured playing touch football and Jess finds out that he doesn't have insurance and takes him to her doctor friend Sadie, who's also an OBGYN. So she's not really a general practitioner. And this episode here opens with the squad at the park for a game of flag football. And as soon as like Nick's making a joke about how Jess can just sit on the sidelines or whatever, Jess tackles Nick and he broke something because he's in a lot of pain. And he doesn't have a doctor or insurance. And he kind of plays it off like nothing's wrong. And then he just drives off and he hits Winston's car. And Winston's car, by the way, is this. He didn't even buy the car. It was given to him, apparently. And it's very old, it's falling apart, the engine makes some weird funky noises when he tries to start it, and it's probably not safe to be driving anymore. So there's that, and then Jess takes Nick to Sadie, who's her OBGYN friend, and Sadie notices that Nick has a growth, and Nick apparently knew about this, but he didn't go to the doctor because he doesn't have health insurance. Which is, of course, something that Nick wouldn't have because Nick isn't very prepared in a lot of ways. And I think he makes some questionable decisions. But anyways, Nick doesn't want to get an ultrasound. And he's making up a lot of excuses not to go. And a lot of them are very ridiculous. And Jess says that he needs to go because she's obviously very scared for him. And she cares about him because the growth that could be such a variety of things, and that's obviously something that you want to get checked out sooner rather than later. And so after this, Schmidt, Winston, and Jess all go to the bar with Nick because Jess told Schmidt and Winston and Cece about Nick's growth. And even Cece shows up, and Nick and Cece aren't super close, and they're all acting like Nick is gonna die soon, and Jess starts crying, and everyone just gets upset, and Cece's the only one who's acting normal to Nick since he's only getting an ultrasound. Nothing is definitive yet. Of course, it's kind of this, like, looming thing, but yeah, nothing's definitive yet. And after they have their little crying moment, they're all sitting at the bar and singing along to a song. It's a really weird vibe. It's Winston saying, "This is a sad song." And then Schmidt's trying to rap, and they're all joining in, and it's just like this conglomeration of like their different styles of music that they're pitching in. And Jess gets real with Nick because Nick said that Jess is fake, basically, because he got kind of upset with how upset Jess was getting. And I don't know, it's kind of refreshing to see Jess get real with Nick. But Jess says, Nick Miller, you never do anything. And I don't know, it seems a little harsh, but it's kind of true. Like, he doesn't really have a whole lot that he's, like, aspiring to do or any goals, really. Nick just kind of does whatever. And so one of the things that Nick talked about was how he always, like, he's the type of person who won't pursue something unless he knows what's going to happen or what's going to happen on the other side of it. But Jess hears this and she says, "Come on, Nick, let's go to the beach," because Nick also uses like beach analogy where he says he won't dive into the water. He's not that type of person. But since this might be one of Nick's last days in Jess's mind, they all go to the beach at night, and then they have Nick go run out to the water in the dark and just go for it and go for something. And he does it, and then he gets cold. And he kind of has a mental breakdown and yells at Jess saying that he's not okay because he was a guy who just was playing a game of tackle football, and now he's getting an ultrasound the next day, and that he might have cancer or something else. And yeah, I don't think I'd be okay either if that were happening to me. And while this is going on, Schmidt and Cece are trying to talk to each other, and Cece brings up that her dad passed away when she was 12, and Schmidt kind of ruins the moment by saying that his cat died once. And yeah, they were able to laugh it off because, I don't know, Cece and Schmidt just understand each other, so I think that Cece knew that Schmidt was trying to be funny, and he wasn't being serious about that. But, yeah, Schmidt said it was apparently a very big human-sized cat, so that's interesting. yeah, but then Nick calms down and says that he's glad that Jess is around, and they kind of have their moment together, and it's just them talking. And they all end up sleeping on the beach, except for Winston. He slept in his car, which is on the brink of falling apart, and they all go to Nick's appointment the next morning, and he was fine. And Schmidt just kisses Nick out of joy, which I didn't remember happening, but of course, Schmidt does something like that. And the four of them, Cece, Jess, Winston, and Schmidt, split his medical bill, since Nick doesn't have any insurance. So Nick was about to pay out of pocket with cash, but they covered that for him, and I thought that was so sweet. And Winston also says goodbye to his car, and he has kind of an emotional moment. There's this, like, sad music playing at the end of the episode, and yeah, honestly, this episode was kind of emotional, and as an emotionally unstable person, I cried a little bit, and I wasn't expecting this from this episode at all. I thought it was just going to be like a joke on how Nick got injured or something. But anyways, I would rate this episode a 10 out of 10, and I'm going to conclude episode 16, and I'm going to talk about, or episode 15. I'm going to conclude episode 15, and I'm going to talk about episode 16, which is called Control. And it's about Jess realizing that Schmidt does all of their housework, and she kind of pushes him to go on strike, and the whole ecosystem of the loft is thrown off because Schmidt's no longer cleaning up after everyone. And this episode opens with Cece dropping Schmidt off, quote, a mile away from his loft because she doesn't want to be seen with him, and he's wearing his slippery loafers. And he takes him off and says that he can get a tetanus shot, but he can't cure damaged suede. Yeah. And Schmidt cooks and cleans, but he's kind of also the leader of the house, which is something that I've noticed as I was watching the episode. And they all kind of just deal with Schmidtisms, or like Schmidt's little quirks, because he does all this stuff for them, and they understand that without Schmidt, they'd just be three guys in a disgusting apartment, like, living together, and they lack a lot of structure. And so what kind of spurs Jess's realization that Schmidt is a very controlled person, or he likes control a lot, is the fact that she brings home a bunch of stuff from the curbside / stuff people like threw out or got rid of, and one of them is this hutch, and Jess really, really wants it. She likes it. It looks fine, but then, like, Schmidt freaks out about it and says it's made out of pine, and pine is disgusting, it's tacky, or whatever, and Schmidt's basically having this, like, mental breakdown over this hutch, and he's trying to get rid of this hutch that she got, and Jess notices, like I said before, that he has a real problem and that he has no chill, and he ends up playing it off, like, okay, Jess, we can keep the hutch, I agree, it's really good, it's a really good addition to the house, and then as soon as she turns her back, he pushes it off and it cracks and, you know, breaks. And so after seeing that, Jess takes him to this boardwalk that she goes to, and it really freaks Schmidt out, and it's very out of his comfort zone, because if you didn't know already, Schmidt's a clean freak. Like I said before, he likes being in control, and this is just not his environment at all. And while this is kind of going on and they're at the boardwalk, Nick and Winston go out to lunch. And Winston brings up all of the money that Nick owes him, and it's $200. And here we also find out that Nick doesn't own a wallet. He has a clear sandwich bag with his license and money. And yeah, it seems like Nick needs to do some adulting. And Nick's just finding all these little reasons to not pay Winston back. Like, oh, I cover beer on game nights or something, so it's $30. And I paid for french fries, and you ate a lot of them, Winston, so it's $10. And it's just kind of getting ridiculous. Yeah, and they're finding all of the things that they owe each other. And Jess, now back to Jess and Nick. Jess is teaching Schmidt to chill and stop getting him to clean everything. And she teaches him this breathing technique where he counts to 10 and then lets it go, like, tries to let go that invasive, let go of that, like, invasive thought that he needs to clean everything. And the other guys are mad when they find out Jess is doing this. And they say it messes up the ecosystem of the loft, which we'll find out, but I'm sure it will. And Schmidt ends up going back to the boardwalk, and he didn't go to work and ate some suspicious meat off of the street, which is such a drastic change from the Schmidt that we normally see in the show. And this kind of freaks all of them out, because Jess goes back to the boardwalk saying that things are falling apart without him, and that Nick and Winston are always fighting, and the loft looks disgusting, and Schmidt kind of comes back, and he's so different. And Jess has to talk to him, and they all miss Schmidt, and it's kind of sad. Like, they're all just trying everything to get their Schmidt back, and they all read Schmidt, and they all need Schmidt to help ground them. And they say that without Schmidt, they're just three idiots living together, and it's Schmidt that makes them a family, which I thought was very, very sweet. Because Schmidt kind of is the glue, honestly, with all three of them. Like, Schmidt is the reason why Jess is there. Schmidt's the reason why Nick and Winston met. Schmidt really is the glue of this whole dynamic. And without Schmidt, I think that things do start to fall apart. Because none of them are really care about, like, cleanliness to the point where they're willing to clean up after each other or after themselves. I think Jess is probably the second best at cleanliness, but just Nick and Winston are not, so... Yeah, Nick even goes to the extent of saying that he'll let Schmidt clean his room to try to get Schmidt to come back. And Jess says that she got him some nice dress pants that were designed by a man named Calvin. Yeah, and by the next morning, he's back. I think that the room and the pants just got him. And I noticed throughout this episode that, like, Schmidt kind of takes on the role of, like, a parent in this episode, because he seems like he cleans up after them. He's always making sure that they have breakfast. And all of the opening scenes, I think, for the most part at least, of the episode, you see Schmidt cooking breakfast usually. It's him cooking breakfast. It's usually him cooking lunch. Yeah, and he kind of just, like, makes sure everyone's taken care of despite. And so I think that that is probably why he gets away with so much in terms of, like, his little quirks. And sometimes Schmidt can be a bit intense, but I think they recognize that Schmidt does so much for them, so they can excuse those little things. But yeah, this concludes my recap of episodes 15 and 16 of New Girl. And as always, thank you so much for listening, and I hope to see you back next week.